Hollywood jobs at risk, an AI capex reckoning, and the sauerkraut doctrine. An LA County analysis estimates roughly 2,500 Los Angeles jobs and 6,000 positions globally could be eliminated as the Paramount and Warner Bros. Discovery merger advances under David Ellison's target of $6 billion in cost reductions. Hollywood has absorbed previous consolidation rounds, but the combination of Paramount and WBD would represent the largest media merger in years. And in a city where the entertainment industry functions as an integrated economic ecosystem, 2,500 local job losses constitute a significant community shock. The cast of the canceled Netflix sci-fi series The Burrows is rallying Emmy voters in a final advocacy campaign after the platform canceled the show despite its popularity and award season momentum. The situation reflects a recurring structural tension in streaming. A show builds a devoted audience and critical recognition, then gets canceled because the platform's internal metrics, completion rates, subscriber acquisition attribution, cost per hour viewed, diverge from audience passion and critical reception. Four senior administration officials, including Vice President Vance, are reportedly following a fermented food regimen promoted by Dr. Sean O'Mara, and the detail that this dietary philosophy has reportedly shaped new federal dietary guidelines elevates it from personal wellness curiosity to genuine policy story. Federal dietary guidelines govern school lunch programs, nutrition labeling, and medical guidance at enormous scale, making the pathway from a vice presidential wellness choice to official federal nutrition guidance worth scrutiny. Halo Studios reversed a requirement that split-screen co-op players on PS5 each maintain a PlayStation Plus subscription after immediate and significant fan backlash. The studio cited an incorrect FAQ. The episode illustrates how quickly gaming communities mobilize against policies perceived as consumer hostile, and how swiftly corporate reversals can follow when that mobilization is visible and loud. Turning to the "what if we're wrong" exercise, the most confident consensus claim in today's news cycle is that the AI capital expenditure supercycle is structurally self-sustaining, comparable in durability to the railroad or internet infrastructure buildouts. The counterargument begins with the absence of systematic evidence that AI productivity gains are flowing through to corporate earnings in ways that justify the next investment wave. If gains remain diffuse or narrowly concentrated, the cycle could slow faster than assumed. A second pressure point: if open weight models close the capability gap rapidly, the 65 times cost differential Deutsche Bank identified could narrow to a point where the frontier capex race loses its commercial justification. A third constraint is physical. Foxconn's $1.3 billion annual power cost for a single gigawatt facility implies that, at JP Morgan's projected scale, AI data centers would strain regional grids faster than new generation capacity can be permitted and built. The leading indicator to watch is hyperscaler guidance on AI attributable revenue per dollar of AI infrastructure investment in Q3 and Q4 earnings calls. Clear monetization language strengthens the bull case. Vague or disappointing revenue attribution would likely slow the investment pace materially.